J.D. Vance mocks media asking if he will unendorse Trump over looming indictment, hell no. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 18, 2023. Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., responded to reporters asking him if he will rescind his endorsement of former President Donald Trump over a looming indictment, stating, hell no, adding that those seeking to arrest Trump on a baseless misdemeanor charge are trying to turn America into a third world country. Alvin Bragg is bought by George Soros. He allows violent criminals to walk the streets of New York City, but will prosecute the likely Republican nominee and former president on a baseless misdemeanor charge, Vance tweeted on Saturday. These people are trying to turn America into a third world country. I've been asked by multiple reporters if an indictment would lead me to rescind my endorsement of Donald Trump. The answer is, hell no, the senator continued in a follow-up tweet. A politically motivated prosecution makes the argument for Trump stronger, Vance added. We simply don't have a real country if justice depends on politics. President Trump said in a Truth post on Saturday that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday based on an old and fully debunked fairy tale. Now illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that, with no crime being able to be proven, and based on an old and fully debunked, by numerous other prosecutors, fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former President of the United States of America, will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take our nation back. A Trump spokesperson issued the following statement to Breitbart News. There has been no notification, other than illegal leaks from the Justice Department and the DA's office, to NBC and other fake news carriers, that the George Soros-funded radical left Democrat prosecutor in Manhattan has decided to take his witch hunt to the next level. President Trump is rightfully highlighting his innocence and the weaponization of our injustice system. He will be in Texas next weekend for a giant rally. Make America great again. GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy also reacted to the news, stating, a Trump indictment would be a national disaster. It is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals, Ramaswamy continued. If a Republican prosecutor in 2004 had used a campaign finance technicality to arrest then-candidate John Kerry while Bush and Cheney were in power, liberals would have cried foul, and rightly so. Principles go beyond partisanship. Let the American people decide who governs, he added. This will mark a dark moment in American history and will undermine public trust in our electoral system itself. Ramaswamy concluded by calling on the Manhattan District Attorney to reconsider this action and to put aside partisan politics in service of preserving our constitutional republic. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.